Cruel? Not at all. She's severe. She dislikes my faults. And if I were in your place, I should dislike her. I should resist her. If she struck me with that rod, I should get it from her hand. I should break it under her nose. Probably you would do nothing of the sort, but if you did, Mr. Brocklehurst would expel you from the school. That would be a great grief to your relations. It is far better to endure patiently a smart which nobody feels but yourself, than to commit a hasty action whose evil consequences will extend to all connected with you. And besides, the Bible bids us return good for evil.
But then it seems disgraceful to be flogged, and to be sent to stand in the middle of a room full of people. And you're such a great girl. I'm far younger than you, and I could not bear it.
Yet it would be your duty to bear it, if you could not avoid it. It is weak and silly to say you cannot bear what it is your fate to be required to bear. I heard her with wonder. I could not comprehend this doctrine of endurance, and still less could I understand or sympathize with the forbearance she expressed for her chastiser. Still I felt that Helen Burns considered things by a light invisible to my eyes. I suspected she might be right, and I wrong, but I would not ponder the matter deeply. Like Felix, I put it off to a more convenient season.
You say you have faults, Helen. What are they? To me you seem very good.
Then learn from me not to judge by appearances. I am, as Miss Scatcherd said, slatternly. I seldom put to never keep things in order. I'm careless. I forget rules. I read when I should learn my lessons. I have no method, and sometimes I say, like you, I cannot bear to be subjected to systematic arrangements. This is all very provoking to Miss Scatcherd, who is naturally neat, punctual, and particular.
And cross and cruel, I added.
But Helen Burns would not admit my addition. She kept silence.